A man asked his drinking buddies, one on his left and one on his right, "Did you spill beer on my pants?" "Oh no," they said. "In that case, it must have been an inside job." In the healing of the man born blind in our gospel this Sunday, in John chapter 9, verse 1 to 41, Jesus reminds us that true sight is not seeing what is outside, but seeing what is inside us. The blind man in the gospel received not only external sight, but also internal sight. Faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, give us not only sight, but also insight. But more than knowledge, faith that will really help us to see. Two lessons that we can learn. First, seeing within. With all the precautionary measures now in place to control the spread of this coronavirus, we suddenly see the importance of visual world, digital ministry through online formation and live streaming of our masses. But visual media postulate should not end in mere visuals that entertain our eyes but not touch the lives and hearts of our people. More than the external look is the inward look, the inward sight, insight that help us see who we really are and who we can really become. This virus has effectively closed so many places, offices, schools, malls, shops, restaurants. More and more nations are closing their borders. On the other hand, as they say, when God closes a door, He opens a window. This closure opens other opportunities. Work at home and be with our families. More homeschool. More families are spending time together and sharing meal. Plus, this virus made people examine their real needs versus their wants, opened the eyes of many what is truly essential. Flipping the coin, this virus can make people like the blind man see the light. Today, we celebrate Laetare Sunday, but it reminds us to be joyful in our observance of the season of Lent. We may not lose sight of hope and joy in whatever we are going through in life. Humor helps us see the light and helps see us through life. Joy and real happiness are a choice, an inside job. True happiness is a choice that in any and all situations, we can always choose happiness. Second, focus on what we have. A man just lost his wife of 10 years, was in deep pain, and said his world has become empty. Light has been turned off. All is dark, and he was beyond consolation. The light came when the priest told him to focus on his blessings and not on what is missing. He has three wonderful children. Second, focus on his mission. We all need to see the light. Let Jesus lead us to see the light. The blind man in our gospel today, in John chapter 9, verse 38, said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshipped him. Lent is not just about stopping something negative, but also about starting something positive. Thus, aside from fasting, we should also be busy feasting. This time of quarantine, there are many opportunities to feast in the works of charity. Psalm 23, the responsorial psalm of this Sunday, says, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want." Know that Lent is also a spirit that we keep in mind for our continuous and constant conversion. A counterfeit or fake money can be detected when we view it against the light. This season of Lent, let us expose ourselves to God's light so that we may really know what is really inside us and lead us to insight, which in turn will lead us to live meaningful, Christ-filled lives. Brothers and sisters, everything is about our journey to God's heart. As long as we see life as a journey to God's heart, then everything and everyone we encounter in our journey will be meaningful and valuable. Let us set our sights on a journey, on a mission. Be safe, be healthy, and be holy. Lord, help me see that it's not what is outside us, but what is inside us that matters most. Amen.